Please turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 8.
我哋请大家打开马太福音嘅第八章。
When we look out and see the number of people here, we're reminded of God's grace.
当我看见是很多弟兄姊妹朋友在这里，就被我提醒到神的恩典。
It has been almost 2 years since we have been here.
我们有两年是没有来过了。There
are a lot of changes.
有很多的改变。
All I have to do is look at the front row and look at the new girl to see that there are changes.
或者是前面的，有些改变。
Matthew 8:20. And Jesus said to him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
马太福音第八章的第二十节，耶稣说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕首的地方。
And another disciple of the disciples said to Jesus, Lord, permit me to first go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, follow me and allow the dead to bury their own dead.
第二十一节和二十二节，有一个门徒对耶稣说，主啊，让我先回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人。
Matthew 4:19. And he said, this is Jesus, said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
马太福音的第四章的第十九节，耶稣对他们说， 来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。马太第九章的第九节。
And as Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting in the tax office. And he said to him, follow me. And he rose and followed him.
马太福音第九章的第九节，耶稣从那里往前走，看见一个人名叫马太，坐在税关上，就对他说：你跟从我来。他就起来跟从了耶稣。John，
约翰福音。Gospel，
约翰福音。Written
by John, verse 43. Yeah, chapter 1:43.
第一章。 第43节，约翰福音第一章的43节。
And the next day, Jesus purposed to go forth into Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, follow me.
约翰福音的第一章的43节，又次日耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见腓力，就对他说，来跟从我吧。
John chapter 10 verse 27.
约翰第十章第二十七节。
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
约翰福音第十章第二十七节。我的羊听我的声音，我认识他们，他们也跟从我。
John chapter 21.
约翰福音第二十一章。
我要你们大家来到实习一下，捡圣经啊。 John 21,
约翰福音二十一章，verse 18，第十八节。
Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to gird yourself, Jesus is speaking to Peter here, and walk wherever you wish. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone will guide you and bring you where you do not wish to go.
啊，《约翰福音》嘅二十一章十八节，我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来；但年老的时候，要伸出手来，别人要把你束上带你去，啊，束上带你去不愿意去的地方。
Now this Jesus said, signifying, but what kind of death he, Peter, would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, follow me.
啊，跟住第十九节，耶稣说这话，是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说，你跟从我吧。
Peter turning around saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who also had leaned back on his breast at supper and said, Lord, who is the one who betrays you?
啊，第二十节，彼得转过来，看见耶稣所爱的那门徒，跟着就是在晚饭的时候，靠着耶稣胸膛说，主啊，卖你的是谁的那门徒？
Peter therefore seeing him said to Jesus, Lord, what about this man?
啊，彼得看见他，就问耶稣说，主啊，这人将来如何？
Jesus said to him,If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me.
耶稣对他说，我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？你跟从我吧。
For the word of prayer.
我们一起祈祷。
Father, we're thankful for this wonderful test we had this morning around the Lord's table.
我的主，我们感谢你，我们今天有一个好奇妙的时间在围着你的桌子敬拜你。
A spiritual test in which we are tested whether or not we have been seeing you throughout this past week.
啊，一个或者一个属灵的测验，是究竟我们过这个礼拜的里面，我们有没有见到主你自己。
Is there something that we have to rejoice about and to give thanks about?
啊，有没有一些东西我们经历，我们喜乐的，我们要去感谢你。
And we say, yes, Lord, even our very breath is a gift of you.
啊，我说有，主，甚至我们的气是能够透气都是因为你。
Even the pressures of life are the very thing that you use to turn us to you. We say thank you.
啊，我们的生命，我们任何的事物是叫我们转向你的，我们都感谢你。
Lord, continue to speak to us even this next few minutes.
啊，是今次的时间，我们求主你继续跟我们说话。
We want to be those who follow you.
啊，主，我们愿意是我们跟随你的人。
We do want to be ready. Be that ready bride when you return.
啊，我们实在很愿意，我们能够预备好，是真的好像那个预备好的辛苦来到接待你的回来。
Speak, Lord, for your servants are listening.
哦，主啊，你对我哋说话啦，我哋仆人喺度敬听。
We pray this in Christ's name.
我哋奉基督嘅名嚟到祈祷。
Amen. We have been looking since Thursday regarding this subject. The bride has made herself ready.
啊，由礼拜四开始咧，我哋就睇呢个题目啦，就系呢个嘅啊新郎新娘啦，要装饰得好啊。
We know that even a bride.You're on this earth to get ready takes a lot of planning.
啊，我哋知道一个嘅新娘系啊喺地上边咧啊嚟到预备嘅婚礼，都要用好多嘅心思时间嚟到预备好。
But it's only a small picture of the heavenly spiritual reality.
啊，呢个只一个小小嘅图画嚟表达出喺天上嘅一个属灵实际。
When we turn to Revelation 9, we see that wonderful rejoicing in heaven.The bride, the church, has made herself ready.
啊，当我哋读到启示录第十九章嘅时候，我哋就读到系呢个新妇系装饰整齐嘅为系到嘅新郎装饰整齐嘅时候，天上系十分嘅喜乐。
God has done a wonderful transformation in changing us very selfish, independent people into the very image of God.
啊，神将我哋一啲系好自私嘅人嚟到。改变过来，叫我们能够成为神的形象。
This is no small thing.
啊，这个不是一件小的事情。
When man sinned, he was absolutely, totally independent of God.
啊，当人是啊犯罪的时候，人就完全的啊是从神是独立的，离开神的。
The very poison in Satan himself who said, I will be like God.
那个魔鬼的里面，那个话，我要做神。
I will raise my throne up.
我要将我的宝座来到升高。
Even above God.
甚至是超过神的宝座。
And at that moment,
在那一刻的时候,
God's place was usurped by God.
神的位置好像被抢夺，神要拿回。
Last night, I heard of a beautiful introduction by Jason.
昨晚我听到Jason有一个很好的一个介绍。
And he said when he was giving announcement, he says, my wife and I.
当他宣布的时候，他说我和我的妻子。
Of all the words that I've heard this weekend, those were the most precious.
在今个周末里面我听到的所有的说话，这一句是最宝贵的。
It's the beginning of two very opposite people, man and a wife, becoming one.
是一个开始，是一个两个很不同的人，我不知道为什么，但却变成为一。
And here I'm talking about the bride being married. She's the, and I see her back there. I see Jason here.
我看见是那个新娘就坐在后面，但个新郎坐在前面。
And I couldn't go on.
我就发觉我不能够继续了。
Man usurped of that place in the garden and said, I am God.
人来抢神的位置，说我要做神。
And he has lived ever since then independently of God.
由那一刻开始，他们就独立，从神是完全独立的。
But when we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们相信主耶稣基督的时候,
it becomes the basic ground to start moving forward. Instead of going opposite, we start to come again to our rightful place in Christ.
我们就开始由是好像是不同方向的。 而是调转头来到，是因为基督的缘故，我们能够在同一个方向翻返基督那里。
One of the most significant thoughts in the Bible is the bride has made herself ready.
在这里面最重要的一个这样的经文就是那个新娘、新妇装饰整齐。
But what God has to do is something almost monumental. Or to accomplish that.
神所以做的工其实就是一个很伟大的工作。
And this thought, I believe the Lord put into my heart as to how to be that bride that makes herself ready.
主要将这个摆在我的心里面，这个新娘、新妇、新娘怎么能够装饰整齐呢？
And you know by all the scriptures we read what that word is.
我们从我们刚才所读的很多很多的经文，我们读到相同的什么呢？
God does not make things difficult.
神不要好像特意叫到事情很困难。
He just simply says, follow me.
神很简单的只是说跟随我吧。
And for these next few minutes, we would like to just concentrate on that one thought. What does it mean when Jesus says, follow me?
以后的时间我们就用这个时间来思想，究竟主说你跟随我什么意思呢？
We know that those two words had a tremendous effect on those disciples when he said that word.
我们知道，当门徒听到主吩咐他们跟随他的时候，这句说话在他们的心上有很大很大的影响。
Men are about their employment.
影响到他们的职业。
Jesus says, follow me, they leave immediately and follow.
主耶稣说，你跟随我吧，他们立刻就摆下他们所有的来跟随主。
And they never turned back.
他们就永远不回头了。Something
had touched their heart.
有些东西摸到他们的心。Now
we know that even after 3.5 years,
你知道甚至3年半之后,
there was still a very independent, prideful heart in each one of those men.
我们知道这些每一个人跟随主的，他仍然里面有很多自己，很多的骄傲。And
God had to do something in them to actually allow them to follow completely through.
神要在他们里面做一个很奇妙的工作，以致他们能够真的跟随主。
To follow the Lord,
我跟随主,
first of all, there must be a consecration.
第一样，一定有一个分别为圣。
God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
And we are anything and everything but holy.
我们什么都是,
the Bible even speaks of our throat being a grave of death.
圣经告诉我们,
everything in us has to be consecrated to the Lord. If we're going to follow the Lord this last day of May, the very first thing we do when we wake up is we say, Lord, you have blessed us this day.
我们起身的时候,第一样我们就要跟主说, 主啊, 你是你今, 你将今日给我,
you've given health, you've been
blessed. 你给我有健康, 我要起身,
Lord, I want to follow you this day.
主啊,
God has us on a 24-hour clock.
神有一个24小时的时钟,
each morning when we open our eyes, it is a new day.
每一天我们打开眼睛都是新的一天,
what happened 2 days ago is old manna.
是过去的,
that day is gone.
那天已经过去了,
the difficulties of it, the blessings of it, they're gone.
无论困难,
and God purposely put us on a 24-hour clock.
神特别的,
it starts the night before even as we rest. We always start from rest.
我们甚至当我们睡觉的时候，我们由休息的来到开始。
We wake up and we say, Lord, this heart is your heart.
当我们起身的时候，我们就话主啊，这个我的心就是你的，是你的。
These hands that have been crucified when we were crucified with the Lord have been crucified for your service.
主啊，我们的手啊，从一从来都被钉在十字架上，以致我的手系只系为咗服侍你噶。
We being crucified with you, our feet, they are to walk and follow in your path. Our mind that also identified with the Lord at the cross, Lord, with that crown, it is your mind. We have the mind of Christ. Can you imagine this? In 1 Corinthians 2:16, we have the mind of Christ. Our employment is the Lord's. Our parents are the Lord's. Our children are the Lord's. Our spouse is the Lord's. Our bank account is the Lord's. Health completely depend upon the Lord. The body of Christ is the
Lord's.
Nothing is ours. And the Lord wants us to learn that. And this is not an easy lesson. And that's why the Lord has us to renew this daily. And when we do not renew this consecration and commitment daily, we are living out of ourselves. We are running on fumes. To follow the Lord, we must know the Lord's field manual. The field manual is the Bible. The thoughts of God. The ways of God. They're all found here. When we know the Word, we begin to know something of how to follow the Lord. Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. What is sin? It's simply my selfhood. It's simply me. me running the show.
啊, 是我来表演,
and if I know the word, and I have it in my heart and I practice, sin is no longer practiced.
啊,如果是有钱的话,
when we get up and we read just a chapter in the morning,
啊,我们每天起床,
this is not a religious exercise.
啊,这个不是一个宗教的活动,
no, this is saying, Lord, show me the way.
啊,主啊,你给我看见,
not only show me the way, but give me the right attitude and character to be in the way.
啊,不单给我看见你的道路,或者给你的道路给我,
that great servant of Abraham had a great responsibility there in Genesis
24. 啊,
he had to find a bride for Abraham's son Isaac.
啊,他要为他的儿子以撒,有一个妻子,
and one of the most interesting things when you read, absolutely one of my favorite chapters,
啊,这个好奇妙的,我们读这个,我们很欢迎的,这个经文,
when you read that wonderful story,
啊,当你读那个很奇妙的故事的时候,
you see that the servant is absolutely never concerned about himself.
啊,你发觉那个老仆人,负责来找个妻子的,他从来不想自己,
I been in the way, he said.
啊,他说,在我的路上,
followed the Lord.
啊,求你来过,
I been in the way, the Lord led me.
啊,但是我在这个路上,
it's the only way to follow the Lord.
这个,跟随主,
we have to be in the way.
啊,我要在这个路上,
we can't be arguing. We can't be frustrated about something. Immediately, we become out of the way when we assert ourselves. If we are to be in the way and we are following the manual, we need power. We need a spiritual energy. We need something to tell us what this means. It says, love your enemies. How many of you can love your enemies? We have a lot of trouble loving brothers and sisters. We have a big trouble loving our wives, don't we? Witness of two, right here. And we know that they have a trouble loving us.
Yeah.
We need to, as Galatians 5 says, we need to walk in the Spirit. I've been married 50 years. And this morning, I needed the Lord's Spirit. And I have a wonderful wife. But I need the Lord's Spirit to be tender and kind. To have a spirit of forgiveness. At work, to have a spirit of obedience. A spirit of loving one another. None of us are capable of doing the things that the Spirit directs us to be. But God has given us His Spirit. God is Spirit. The Lord Jesus is Spirit. And when He was on His earth, on this earth, He made it very clear to His disciples, I must go. it's best that I go. Because right now, there's only one person really connected with the Father. There's only one person on this earth that is truly empowered to be connected and to be communed with the Father. And if I stay on this earth, that's the way it's going to remain. But if I'm exalted to the right hand of the Father will send our Spirit to indwell you.
And
this compassionate, tender life that you have seen in me this last 3.5 years, Jesus said, you will have. Oh, brothers and sisters, Christianity isn't coming to a boring meeting. No, we're only here for a few hours Sunday afternoon. We come here to be encouraged. We also come here to practice love. But the Lord has given us 6 days of the week in which to exercise spiritual life. And we need His Spirit to do that. We need His Word. We need to be consecrated and committed. And be in the way we follow Him. Another secret to this following the Lord is following God's delegated authority. Turn in your Bible just for a minute to Romans 13.
I want us to read this together. 我想我们一起来读罗马书的第13章。 罗马书的第13章的第1和第2节，在上有权柄的，人人都当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的，所以抗拒掌权的，就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。
Here in this verse, it just makes it so clear. It is God who is the absolute authority. But He has wonderfully put His authority and delegated to others. The brothers in the fellowship. Husbands. Bosses. The parliament. City government. Police officers. All delegated authority. What's the purpose? Order. God's order. Now we all know that all of those authorities that I just named are far from perfect. In fact, just the opposite. Very weak. I often, in speaking to sisters, say, I feel sorry for you. Having to put up with us fallen, stubborn men. But every time I see a sister who submits graciously by the energy, grace of God, the Spirit of God, you see some inner beauty, something very beautiful. God is not a God of confusion. God doesn't really relish a weak authority. But he allowed all of these conditions to teach us his long suffering, his patience. Oh, how we would love to change the environment. How we would like to change our spouse. In speaking to Elaine and Jason, I said that there are three stages of marriage. First, there's this romance, everything's great. Those of you who signed the register yesterday just saw these glowing pictures. Two people just jumping and bubbling all over. That not necessarily is reality. Nope. We find out that the second stage of marriage is we want to change the other person. Just like Satan wanted to change us into his image. And we try that. And hopefully, all of you are learning that that does not work. The third stage is to let God change that person. And we learn to pray for one another. Even as we have to often pray for the microphone. Microphones do not like to submit. Resistance. If God left resistance on this earth to teach us to overcome. Nothing on this life is easy. There's always this overcoming. And this is why the Apostle Paul says, pray without ceasing. Through prayer, first of all, often we have to confess our anger, our differences, and then we, by faith, say, Lord, fill my heart. The quicker we get to that third stage of saying, Lord, you change that person, and then we're back to the romantic place. There's peace. There is joy. And maturity is really learning to do this more quickly. Not allowing the sun to go down upon our wrath. But this is not easy for proud man. We, and when I say that man, I'm including both men and women. We are a proud people. We resist saying, brother, please forgive me. And then that brother has to say to me, brother, you're forgiven. No problem. We're one in Christ. And we go forward. This is something that happens daily, hourly. On the job. Husband and wife. Children to parents. Parents to children. Very important. Mother goes to the child and says, I'm sorry. I got mad. Please forgive me. Let's pray together. Lord, forgive Mama. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you, my daughter, she's forgiven me. Go forward. This is how we train children in the way of the Lord. This constant intercourse with the Lord and with each other. And Satan is against any type of relationship. First of all, our relationship with God. And then our relationship with one another. Next, to follow the Lord, we must recognize that the environment that we are in is ordained by God. Accept God's divine ordered environment. We're thankful for the sun yesterday. What if it had rained hard all day long? Would it change anything? Who wants to be a slave to the environment? Environment is up and down. We got ready to fly here. We got into the plane. Got in the plane at 8 o'clock. Plane took off at 3 a.m. A big storm came out. Should it wreck the whole trip? Where is our happiness? Brothers and sisters, if our happiness depends upon this environment, we're going to have many poor days. Job pressures. The fickle boss's ideas. Government changing rules and regulations. Just the redefining of marriage among our government is enough to make one cry. A parliament does not make us happy or unhappy. Our happiness comes from above. We never see the Lord Jesus discouraged. And after the hymn, we have the Apostle Paul. Look what Apostle Paul went through. Just reading 1 Corinthians 11. That huge list of things he went through. He was not tethered to the environment. He was tethered to the Lord Jesus. And that allowed the Spirit of God to come in him. And that leveled his life out. And that is testimony. Then we become this witness and testimony of the Lord Jesus. Where is Jesus today? Where physically, his body, he has a body like our. Where is Jesus physically today? Where? He's in heaven. Where are his hands and feet today? That's you and I. We are that expression of the Lord. When people look around, do they see evidence of the Lord Jesus Christ? Or are we like those believers in the Old Testament? Murmuring. Complaining every day. Oh, what a sad lot. We are often like that. The Lord wants to take us into the fullness of Christ. The land of milk and honey. Where we live by an inner life, not an outer environmental life. If, brothers and sisters, we're to follow Christ, if we're to come into fullness, and there is only one way to come into fullness, and that is in fellowship with the saints. Oh, you can get your undergraduate degree, staying at home and separated. You can get your initial relationship started with just you and God. But God has in mind in the school of Christ graduate, postgraduate work. He wants us to experience and have a PhD. And it's only in a corporate environment. Even back there in the time of Noah, there was a corporate gathering there in the ark. And you can follow this all the way through the body, this corporate thread. Oh, the easy road is to avoid. Even in marriage. The easy road is separation. Don't get married. I'm just going to live like myself. Tell you a little secret. Jason was allowing Elaine last week to move in his house. But all of a sudden, she was making some changes in the kitchen. It wasn't exactly the way Jason had it. Now, someone has to die. Die to self-will. When we see the Christ in one another, not the differences, we're able to come together. When we come in this gathering here on a Sunday afternoon, can all of us truly say, I only see Christ in everyone? Or do we see their miscues, their weaknesses, their warts? It's very tempting to get our eyes off from the Lord in one another. You see, we say we're going to meet together to see the Lord. Sometimes we don't stop to think that that's actually seeing the Lord in one another. The Lord isn't out here in the air somewhere. He's in the believers of the Lord Jesus. And that's how we hear and see the Lord.
Now
someone can say something that is very, very boring in the Bible study. Something very long-winded. How do we respond? Do we hear the long-windedness? Or do we just see the Lord? Oh, when we meet together, brothers and sisters. Matthew 7 says, each one of us have a big log in our eye. A lot of lawlessness and rebellion in our own heart. And it makes it very clear that others have just a sliver. Now we know the story. Has the Lord ever shown you that it really is a log in your eye?
In my eye?
And what I think is huge in the other person is only a sliver.
Oh,
when we forsake not the coming together, the building together, we see we are exposed personally. It's like a good professor throwing a pop quiz. And we learn, we better be prepared. When we come together, we better have some blinders on. So that we just see the Lord Jesus. For it's in this environment that we grow up. We are exposed. And that is not fun. Good coaches are not fun. You turn out for a good football coach for about 3 hours, and then all of a sudden he says, now we're going to do sprints. Work very, very hard. That principle still holds true spiritually. We go back to our beginning, Genesis 1:26. God created us in His image. Not the image of Maggie Thatcher, George Washington, even a great here in this town, Isaac Watts, not even Moses and Abraham. No, the image of Christ. How are we going to be that bride? We need to learn to follow. We need to come into the character of the Lord Jesus. He does this in the environment of people. In the environment of marriage.
In the
environment of brothers and sisters meeting together. Painful? Yes. Anything worthwhile is painful. But particularly what we're talking about, because we're talking about making character in sons and daughters of the Lord Jesus. This whole following is done by faith. We don't learn into this life. You can have 1,000 Bible studies a year. You can know this word upside down and backwards. But it's only this narrow way of following the Lord. Where there is a life exchange, His life coming into ours by faith. And we become that ready bride. Oh, may none of us stop because of something fleshly in our life. Psalm 139, let the Lord search our hearts daily. Turn us inside out. This morning, I felt the Lord just gave me a little parable. I'd like to share this parable just in closing. Life is like having a rich uncle. We, you and I, everyone here that's believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, are typically Laodicean. Revelation 3, Laodicean. We are spiritually lukewarm, just kind of like a dead fish going downstream. Laodicean means that we are wretched and miserable. And that we are poor, blind, and spiritually naked. Spiritually poor, spiritually blind, spiritually naked. What do we do? We have this rich uncle. He is the most famed ophthalmologist in the world. And as a result of being this famous eye doctor, he has become a multi-millionaire. Billionaire. Rich people suffering from something like macular degeneration. Have gone to him and they say, if you can reverse this, here's $1 million. We go to our rich uncle. We remember, we are poor, blind, and naked. And we ask this rich uncle, what can we do? He said, no problem. Each morning, you call me. And I will put enough money in your bank account for that day. I will give you eyes for you to see for the next 24 hours. And because of your poverty, you're not even able to walk out of your bedroom. There will be clothes in that closet for that day. And we say, that's wonderful. And sure enough, early in the morning, we call our uncle, shivering in our nakedness, hungry since we have not had anything to eat since the previous night, and worried about today's bills. We ring him and we say, uncle, I need you. And he supplies everything we need for that poverty, for that blindness, and for that nakedness. Wonderful. But there's a problem. Just like Cinderella,
玻璃鞋的故事,
at midnight,
在12点钟的时候,
it's all gone.
一切就不见了,
he's back in his bedroom,
他回到床上,
without a penny in his pocket,
他回到床上,
no food in the refrigerator,
他回到床上,
and he's naked.
他回到床上,
that's our condition.
这就是我们的情况,
but the Lord says,
但主啊,
come to me.
来我那里啊?
Learn of me.
学我啊,
do you know why the children of Israel had so much trouble?
你知不知道为什么以色列人有这么多的问题呢?
In Exodus 16, when they went to bed at night,
在创世纪16章,
there was no dim sum in the refrigerator.
在他们的雪柜里面没有点心啊,
there was nothing.
什么都没有,
there wasn't a pound of rice.
那里只有米,
like zero.
零什么都没有,
where's God?
神在哪里啊?
I hear something up there on the mountain. Where is he?
我听到山上有些声音,
and they never could get over God having to wait on having to wait for God.
他们好像从我学过,
and so like King Saul, we go out and we do our own thing. I was talking yesterday at the wedding to an investor. And among other things she said, I invest for millionaires, but millionaires are never satisfied. Man in his flesh wants to have and build his own security. You know what the hardest word in the Bible is? Jesus says, follow me. By faith. This is so difficult for us. We want to figure it out. We want to have that bank account stashed full. We want to have health insurance. Oh, we want to build this security. Now the governments are trying to figure out how to control the weather. And God in heaven sits and laughs. The foolishness of man. Come as a child.
好像个小孩子一样啊,
don't you love little 3-year olds?
你有没有那些都欢迎那些三岁的小孩子?
Little 4-year olds will start to talk.
四岁开始讲嘢,
they get up in the morning and say,
我要做医生头啊,
who's paying the mortgage?
那谁给钱公屋啊?
Well, do we have enough rice for the end of the week?
今天周末我又没有饭吃啊?
Child, don't do that.
这小孩子,
we're God's children.
我们是神的小孩子啊,
follow me.
跟随我,
God's not going to drop you off the end of a cliff. He's not, God's not going to drop us off the end of a cliff.
神会将我们丢低,
here is a decimal. Decimal point.
这个小数点,
and it doesn't matter how many zeros you put behind this decimal point, it's going to end up in zero.
你无论在这个小数点的后面加几个零呢, 都是零啊。
But when you step over this decimal point and you put a 1,
但你在这个小数点前面加个一呢,
this is God's side. And another 1,
再加这个一呢,
and another 1,
再加这个一呢,
and then you extend that out a trillion 1s.
你一路继续加下去有千万个一,
this is, will always be our side of the decimal point. But God has removed that decimal point and he has included us in it. The unsearchable riches of Christ. Spiritual, physical, mental, temple, everything in him. The righteous will not beg bread. we have his life.
啊, 我有他的生命,
may we learn to follow him.
啊, 让我们记住, 跟随他,
we pray this. May we pray.
啊, 我们祈祷,
Father,
我们的天父,
we're so thankful for your unfathomable wisdom.
啊, 我们为着你,
we're so thankful for your inexhaustible life that we see there at the Feast of Canaan.
啊, 我们感谢你给我们一个很丰富的生命,好像在迦南里面那么丰富。
Oh, all of us, Lord, are asked each day to come to your table.
啊, 我们要求我们,邀请我们每一天来到你的桌子面前。
This banquet table filled with the infinite Christ.
啊, 这个筵席的桌子上面充满了丰富的基督。
The love, the joy, the peace of Christ.
啊, 喜乐和平在,爱在基督的里面。
The wisdom, the righteousness, the holiness of Christ.
啊, 圣洁公义,基督的,都给我们。
All ours to become that, for becoming that ready bride.
啊, 让我们能够成为那个预备好的新妇。
May we be ready.
啊, 愿我们能够预备好。
We again, we pray for Elaine and Jason.
啊, 我们再次为了,
Lord, all the things that they have to travail through.
啊, 他们说一切,
Lord, give them that spirit to follow you.
啊, 给他们一个灵,
to be a testimony to their family.
啊, 要他们能够成为他家庭,
to be a testimony to the fellowship.
在教会的里面来做见证,
and all of us together a testimony of this world.
啊,以致我一起能够在这个世界里面来成为你的见证。
Thank you for meeting us this morning.
啊,感谢你,
for this afternoon.
这个下午你碰到我们。
We pray this in your Son's holy name.
我们奉你主耶稣圣洁的名来祈祷。